NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. Earth is changing, modified by both natural and human-induced events. Global change demands that we monitor our planet's well-being to understand the forces of nature and the forces placed on the globe by our very presence on this planet. Last May, NASA heard from two recognized authorities on charting new frontiers in climate research. Michael McElroy, chairman of Harvard's Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences, places the research questions in perspective.
Our challenge, it seems to me, is to try to get a sense of the underlying physics and chemistry of the climate system, to try to separate what we know from what we don't know, to be honest about uncertainty, and also to have a strategy with which to move forward in the future to remove uncertainty as best we can.
Without doubt, explains McElroy, we can already see the fingerprint of human activity eking into Earth's atmosphere in the form of rising carbon dioxide levels.
This change that we have brought about since the Industrial Revolution will be around for 100,000 years. Let me repeat, 100,000 years. So in some sense, this is the first geologic change that our species has wrought on our planet.
Some 6 billion tons of carbon dioxide, also known as CO2, is pumped out into the air by industrial society.
In the United States, we produce 25% of the world's product in CO2. It is our largest waste product as an industrial society. We dump it in the atmosphere, and there it is. And we see the rise everywhere on the Earth.
Along with carbon dioxide, other gases are being created as a byproduct of human activity, such as methane and nitrous oxide. These emissions are changing the Earth's temperature balance, called the greenhouse, a natural thermostat that influences Earth's climate today and in the future.
We're adding gases to the atmosphere that nature never produced, and there's no question that that is producing a change that is going to be durable on our planet.
To have a clue where Earth's climate is heading, it's critical to look back in time, explains Ellen Mosley Thompson, a climatology expert from Ohio State University.
We all run up against this all the time. Well, how do you know the 20th century is unusual? How do you know that the 1980s were unusual? The only way you know is to look back through time and use that history as a measuring stick.
Ellen Mosley Thompson has crisscrossed the globe to study ice core samples. These frozen time capsules yield insight as to climate change and what anthropogenic effects, that means human impacts on nature, can be discerned from the icy specimens.
Ice cores also have the ability to provide us a long-term perspective. And this perspective is critical if we're going to understand the natural variability of the climate system. And we must understand the natural variability if we're going to separate it from recent anthropogenic effects.
And what does her research indicate?
The one feature that comes through very clearly in this record is the warming of the last century and a half.
That warming is a double threat.
During the last two decades, it's important to recognize that ice caps and glaciers outside of the polar region, primarily, have been diminishing or disappearing at an astonishing rate. They're all disappearing. The sad part is, not only is there an omen here that something is different, that these ice masses that have lasted for centuries are going away, that should concern us, but with them, they're taking these very valuable archives.
How's our current report card on appreciating the workings of planet Earth? Again, Harvard Earth and Planetary Scientist Michael McElroy.
We really need not only observations, we need models, we need theories, we need discourse, and we need the interdisciplinary science that is the essence of climate studies. I think we are making rapid progress, and I think that this scientific revolution is really picking up pace. This is a very exciting time in this science.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. I'm Bob Tebow.